From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Welcome to the CarCast, episode number 116. My name is Chris Cochran. Great to have you along if you are brand new to the show. Well, I'd like to know how you found us, because this isn't the time of year for people to be finding new shows. But if this is your very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. Great to have you along on the show that documents my life as a drive through the streets of Seattle. And we also get in some discussions about some interesting topics from now and then. And this show, not just about me, while it is driven by me, it's also about you, the listener. And I'd love to hear from you. 206-203-2968 is the telephone number where you can participate. All you got to do is call, leave voicemail, and it gets put on the air automatically every time. Do it. I'll play it. If you have email comments, chris@thecarcast.com, where you can send them, and love to hear from you. Lots of cool stuff to talk about on the show today, including a broken nose, and we're going to be talking about these carts, utility carts, broken noses, and we're going to continue. I'm going to solicit you some more for your thoughts about the best friend dilemma. And I'm just going to call it just the best friend dilemma that we talked about yesterday on the show. A turn of weather in Seattle. So it's been this weird, this time of the year is always crazy in Seattle. It's currently about 50 degrees, and it's been raining off and on all day long. Now, yesterday, beautiful, blustery, I mean, windy and blue skies, big fluffy clouds, wonderful. I had to put the window open, had to drive with the window open. Today, rain, and they're even talking about maybe some snow tomorrow, which, wow, twice in 1 year, that might set a new record. And I'll tell you what, my day has been kind of, it's been an interesting day. And I'm just going to fill you in a little bit on that. And then I'm going to talk about something that we haven't really talked about much here on the show. By the way, in the last episode, I talked about Tony Danza being the source of poverty in America, of the perpetuation of poverty in America. Still looking for your thoughts on that as well. I know it's only been it hasn't even been 24 hours since the last show came out. I do have one piece of audio feedback to share with you. I'd like to play that for you now, actually.
Chris, I'm from Lake Charles, Louisiana. Hey, that episode with Matty was hilarious. You absolutely have to have him on again. Make him like a regular, give him a regular feature on the show. And by the way, does he keep a diary? That might be good. Talk to you later, man.
Thanks, Tim. Our good friend, Tim Primo, soon, right now from Lake Charles, Louisiana, and of course, soon to be a Seattleite, rusting like the rest of us. Anyway, I didn't have a whole lot of other feedback lately, and I understand it's been the weekend, and I didn't do much over the weekend as far as podcasting goes, although that episode with Matt was a lot of fun to do. And right now, Matt just moved, he's temporarily going to California for a while. Now there's I don't know if he's going to stay or not. He doesn't know what he's going to do. So if I can get him back on the show sometime soon, of course I will, because doing the podcast with Matt was always fun. I don't think he realizes yet. He would need some feedback from you, the listener, I think, in order to really catch the bug of what he's doing. Because for him, he was riding along in the car and talking into my computer. He doesn't, you know, the whole feedback thing. And he's never heard the whole show, I don't think. I don't think he's ever listened to an entire episode. So, anyway, once he gets an iPod, I'm going to for sure start putting that on there. Maybe I'll just burn a CD of that show for him. Ooh, and if you send me some clips, if you send me some listener feedback, I'll burn that for him. And maybe we can encourage him back on the show. I don't think I had another feedback to share with you. I haven't heard from Michael DeRoos in a little while. Last time I heard from him was last week about some Skype stuff. So just hoping he's cool. Hope he didn't get hurt at the Air Cadets that he goes to. Well, I wanted to tell you about my day because it's been one of those days. It's been one of those days where I'm in a great mood, but it's been an interesting process. I made plans last week out of the blue, got a call from one of my very best friends in the whole world. His name is Mike, and Mike is a pastor in Sumner, Washington, which is just about an hour south of where I live. Now, it's not like technically an hour south of Seattle. It's about 35, 40 minutes from Seattle. But from my house, if I were to drive to Sumner, it would take me at least an hour. And Mike is one of my, you know, there are friends in your life that, you know, there are good friends in your life, and there are people that you enjoy hanging out with. And then there are those people whom you could live with, still get along with, and you could tell anything. If I decided that really I would prefer to be a woman and started wearing negligee under my clothing, Mike is the kind of friend I could tell him that. And so anyhow, I've been planning to have coffee with Mike now. He called me last week. We haven't talked for like almost a year now. We just got busy and you know how that goes. And he called me last week out of the blue, and we decided we wanted to get together and hang out, which I totally love. We have a spot that's, well, it's our spot. Well, really, it's a Starbucks, but that's another story. And but that's where we meet. It's a halfway point. It's about 30 minutes for both of us to get there. And called me last week. We said we'd get together. This morning, everything was going according to plan. Got up with the kids, got them off to school, came back from taking Riley to school, finished getting ready for the day, and as I'm eating breakfast, the phone rings. Well, our phone never rings at that time of the morning. It's kind of an odd occurrence. Wow, I'm going to have to take a picture of that, bad boy. You know what's funny? I never see cool things when I got nothing to say. Only while I'm in the middle of a story do I hear and see cool things to share with the CarCast listeners. By the way, all the pictures that I take that I say, oh, that's so cool, I gotta take a picture of that, I post those on thecarcast.com, and eventually they make it onto the Flickr site as well. So if you haven't been to thecarcast.com for a while, you're missing out on some really cool pictures that I've been taking. And this one is of a St. Patrick's Day bear that I just had to share with. I mean, I don't know. I just had to take that picture. So this is in someone's front yard, by the way. Ooh, that's a good picture. So anyway, so Mike and I are going to get together, drop the kids off. I drop Riley off at school, come home, finish getting ready, and the phone rings. And I'm like, well, who calls? Nobody calls this early. I wonder who it is, you know, the whole bit. And I look down and realize it's a Seattle Public Schools number, which means it's one of my kids, and the only one that's at school at this point is Riley. Rachel and Michael still are with me, and I haven't taken them to drop them off yet. So, I, of course, get concerned. Now, this could be one of many things, and my mind works this way. My first thought is, knowing Riley, she forgot something at home, and she needs us to bring it to her. And it's so important, and we have to drop everything to take it to her. Then my second thought is, well, maybe she's sick. She could have puked. So, and this is all as I'm answering the phone. Answer the phone, and it's the school nurse at Eckstein Middle School. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, okay, this is it's a legitimate thing. She goes, I've got Riley here in the nurse's office, and she's had a little accident, and she ran into a door, and her nose is now bleeding, and I think she may have broke it. At the very least, she needs someone to come and bring her a change of clothes, but I think maybe you should come and evaluate her nose. So we're like, you gotta be kidding me. Now, the funny thing about no broken noses in our family is my son has broken his nose twice. Both times when he was a baby, and both times caused by his older sister, Riley. When he was a very small baby, I mean, he was probably 5 months old, 6 months old. He wasn't walking yet. He was sitting on the floor playing with some toys on his stomach, and Riley being 3 years old, and you know, she didn't know. Three-year-old kids try, but they don't really. She didn't know. Picks him up, drops him on his face. Blood gushing from his nose. Broke it. Then about a year later, she did something similar and broke his nose again. At this point, his nose looks fine, but you know what? He hasn't grown up yet, so I don't know. But it looks pretty straight. You never know what's going to happen with it. So, anyway. Go to the school, pick her up, and at the same time, I've got to, man, long story. My wife, their company needs some of those polyurethane utility carts. You know the kind like you see in a mailroom? They're gray, kind of a slick plastic. She needs some of those for work. They need two of them. And so we look some up on the internet, and I find them, and believe it or not, those things are freaking spendy. They're not cheap at all. They were like $150, no more than that. They're like $180 a piece. And that was the cheapest ones I could find. Now, I could find some for like $30 cheaper, but I'd have to have them shipped anyway. And it would have cost me another $30, so I might as well just bought them locally. So I went to Grainger.com and found them and bought them. And so I've got to get the Grainger. Hey, guys. Oh, sorry, seat's still down. You going to hold Maggie for me, Mikey? Thanks, buddy. Put the seat up. So I got to go. There's all kinds of stuff I got to tell you guys. Riley broke her nose today.
She did.
Yeah. Where is she? She's back at the office with Mom. So I'm telling the story. So I've got to get these things ordered from Grainger. Grainger, by the way, sells everything. They're the coolest. I mean, if you're an industrial, like any kind of a business, you can find what you need at Grainger. That's just the way that it works out. So they're where I'm going to get these. But we've never ordered from Grainger. You have to register with them and be an official company, give them your UBI number, all that stuff. So I did that, and but my order wasn't going. And so anyway, long story short, I have to get that ordered before I go to meet with Mike at 9:30. We can't get into the doctor until 11:40 anyway, so I might as well meet with Mike. So I go meet with Mike. On the way back, I ran out of time, so I didn't go to Grainger, which is in South Seattle. So I decide to come back, and I get Riley, take her to the doctor. And her doctor, by the way, is this woman named Dr. She. Why is that funny? No, she's a woman. Her name is Dr. She, and she looks and acts so much like the chick on Grey's Anatomy that it's weird for me. She's a different color. Her skin's a different shade than that lady's. But she looks a lot like her. And she, and more so, her attitude is just like hers. So that's what reminds me of her the most. So I take Riley to see Dr. She. And we go in. And I, you know, it's, by the way, it's all I can do to not make jokes about Dr. He or Dr. They. You know, I'm trying not to do that. Dr. She looks at her nose and says, "Here's the deal. It's probably broken. There's no way to fix it. And in fact, here's what we got to do. You got to wait at least a week and a half till the swelling goes down. And if you want to, get it fixed, if it's crooked or if she can't breathe or anything like that, when it heals up, then you'll have to take her in to a surgeon and they'll re-break it after all the swelling goes down, and set it properly." So right now, Riley's back. She spent the day with us. So then her and I went down. We picked up the carts from Grainger. Long story, but I got to figure it out. It was a pain in the butt, but I got it. Got these carts, came back, put them together. And now Riley is back at the shop with Mom. So Mikey, do you remember all those times that Riley broke your nose? Payback. 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 Well, did you... Would you? Can you punch her again? What do you mean? A girl hit you today? Like, how did she hit you? Okay, wait. All right. Here, tell the story.
Mikey was with a whole bunch of guys, and they were all making fun of her, and she threatened to hit them. And Michael said, "Ooh, I'm so scared." And so she did hit him, and then she got in trouble. It was really funny.
So you taunted a girl into hitting you, and she got in trouble? Pretty much what you did? Wow. Something that I'm not accustomed to from you, Mikey. Way to be sneaky. Proud of you. Kids still, man, what an eventful day. Normally you get in the van and I say, "Hey kids, how was your day?" And you're like, and I'm like, "Anything exciting happen?" And they're like, "No." Today, kids stole candy from their class. Mikey got hit by a girl with her backpack. And on top of everything, the Mariners are losing 15-5 to Milwaukee. Yeah, well, it's still Cactus League. It doesn't really count yet, so they don't care. So, anyway, let's see. So we talked about the broken nose, talked about the carts, talked about listener feedback. Anything else I want to talk about? No. 206, it's going to be a short one. I didn't have a whole lot to say. But I'm trying to be more consistent. I'm trying to crank these out on a very regular basis. So even if I do a double episode, that doesn't count for 2 days. No, it's only 1 day. Just a double episode. So, Mikey scratched his finger. So, 206-203-2368 is the number if you'd like to participate in the show. And, of course, you can also email us at chris@thecarcast.com. All the show notes are up on thecarcast.com, and you'll want to definitely go there. Hey, there's Melody Hewitt. You'll definitely want to go there because I put pictures, including the one today I took of the bear. That's right. It was a bear in someone's front yard dressed up like St. Patrick's Day stuff. So for sure, go check out the website. Check out the pictures. All the pictures I took over the weekend of Maddie while we were up in Bellingham. That is still there. And I'd also like to hear from you regarding the last couple episodes, the things we talked about. I want your feedback on. And I want your feedback on some daytime television. And also, I think that I'd like to do this another round of this. About 6 months ago, we did a little round of what podcasts do you listen to. So what I'd like to do is I'd like to throw that out again. I want to know what new ones you've found. I want to give you the quick list of what I listen to on a regular basis. And then I want to hear from you which other ones that you listen to. Now, I'd prefer these in an audio comment, but I'll take them in email as well. Maybe there's some podcasts out there that I don't know about. And I'm at the place where I could use some new podcasts. So I want to throw these out to you and let you know what I listen to on a regular basis. Number one, I listen to the Daily Source Code, Adam Curry, every day. Number two, of course, I listen to the Fried Eggs and Other Small Tragedies podcast with Kevin Furstel. Of course, I listen to the Barry from Barry Pod Show podcast. And let's see, other than that, Ricky Gervais, although since he's gone pay, I don't know how I feel about that, and I'm not going to pay for them, so I don't listen to that very much, but I love that. Also, Strong Bad's got a new video podcast out. I've been watching that. Love it a lot. And anything Leo Laporte does, I listen to. Send me your feedback, 206-203-2368, or an audio comment at chris@thecarcast.com.
The Carcast. Chris Cochran. Podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out.
We love you, Carcast, we do. We love you, Carcast, we do. We love you, Carcast, we do. Oh, Carcast, we love you.